Laying our foundations correctly is as important to us as to a man who completes tiling a floor only to find that the first row wasn't straight. He must rip it up and start again properly. Moral? If we don't build on correct foundations, nothing will stand. 1 Corinthians 3:11. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which has been laid, which is Christ Jesus. We will find ourselves on the shifting sand that Jesus spoke about. Everything will get washed away if our foundations are substandard. If we're not absolutely convinced that everything about salvation is his work and his alone, we will never cease to strive and try to do our bit to help him. We'll never come into the rest of Hebrews 4, which God says we must make every effort to get into. It sounds like a contradiction, but he's talking about unbelief, beloved. As we will see as we progress, staying where we are put is the hardest thing. Everything will conspire to shake us. The enemy will throw accusations at us. We will castigate ourselves. Others will call us foolish. Our lives spent on him, a waste. There'll be many times when we will need to remind ourselves how we got where we are. On his merits alone. How God placed us in his Son, the one place where we can get all our prayers answered and our needs met. Outside of that is our danger zone, a no-go area. We must learn to abide, rest, remain in a place of safety, clothed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. Believe it and keep believing it, because there's something in the human psyche that prefers to work for salvation rather than receive it by faith from first to last. There's something that needs to point to what it's done with pride and with a view to recognition. I did all this for you. I gave this up for you. But the more we work and however we do it, the more we distance ourselves from God. The work of men's sweaty hands will never satisfy the holiness of God. Only the blood of his Son can do that. Beloved, John said, keep yourselves in the love of God. That's your part, keeping yourself there, right where he put you, by faith, from first to last. Sit, stay, remain, abide, and rest by faith. Ever increasing faith. Forsaking all, I trust him. That'll be it. Amen.